Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who is first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in his early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we haven't stopped the finished ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations past, present, and future. The way I honor the past by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis, to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. I establish the present by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons, and junior trustees, and I train them in the fear of the Lord, and I treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by saying praise and worship without any music from time to time, because I never want my church to get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah, talk radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bibles, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest. And I don't care where you live, somebody say, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention just for a few moments to 2 Timothy, the second chapter, and I'm going to read just two verses, verses 14 and 15. 2 Timothy 2, 14 and 15. If you're with me, say amen. If you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words, to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearer. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. If you will, please, I need you to look at your neighbor, and if you're not standing or with anyone early this morning, look in the mirror at yourself and tell your flesh these words for me. Tell them if you want to see Jesus, you're going to need the WKG. Say it again. If you want to see Jesus, you're going to need the WKG. Wisdom, knowledge, and guidance. If I'm right about it, somebody say amen. Many of us think all we need is the NAACP. But I'll stop by early this morning to tell you again, if you want to see Jesus, you're going to need the WKG. What do we really know about wisdom, W? We've heard it defined as accumulated learning. What do we really know about knowledge, K? We've heard it defined as understanding gained by actual experience. What do we really know about guidance, G? We've heard it defined as advice or and direction. So when you put all of these definements together, to the teacher, to the preacher, to the student, you should have accumulated some learning of God's word through understanding gained by actual experience of living the word as you were following directions given by God in the word. Somebody ought to say amen right there. King Solomon, you all know him, don't you? He left recorded one day, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Certainly. Early this morning, we are armed with the word of God. And there is no doubt that the second book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, is full of the three survival elements of the WKG. Oh, you all know Timothy, don't you? The son of a Greek Gentile father and a devout Jewish mother. He joined the missionary team along with the great missionary Apostle Paul on his second missionary trip. And he stayed alongside of Paul as he traveled, preaching and teaching God's word. Paul grew to love this young man, Timothy, as a paternal father would love his own son. Paul wrote other letters to Timothy, teaching him all he knew about God's expectations and qualifications of a leader. But in this second letter, in this second letter to Timothy, as you can see, it's quite different. Somebody say different. For you see, in this first letter, Paul covered being led by wisdom, knowledge, and the Holy Spirit, the outer instructions of the ministry. Listen to me very clearly this morning. He taught him in the first letter, led by wisdom, knowledge, and the Holy Spirit, the outer instructions of the ministry. Paul, being such a wise and knowledgeable man of God, he knew that every young preacher should know about church order. Somebody say amen. What time church starts and be on time. Somebody talk back to me. About soundness of faith. Come on now. About how you ought to act in the house of God. Glory to God. And what you can do and what you can't do in the pulpit. Somebody say glory. But in the second book, you find it less formal and much more personal. Somebody say personal. For you see, the Apostle Paul was a WKG man. I'll prove it to you. Paul was wise enough to know as a persecutor he would never see God. Somebody say amen. Paul was knowledgeable enough to know that his calling was not according to his words, but according to God's purpose and grace. Say amen. Paul was guided by the Holy Spirit. You can read it for yourself. For Paul said these words, he said, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me in the preaching might be fully known. The Lord guided Paul's footsteps every step of the way. So much that he knew that his time of departure was near. And that the day of apostasy, which is a great falling away, was fast approaching. And Paul's condition had changed. Somebody say change. Paul was not only just in prison, but he'd been abandoned by most of all of his friends. Or you can read it for yourself. Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:15, all that were in Asia turned away from me. And then he said in 2 Timothy 4:16, at my first defense, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Somebody say a change. Paul's condition had changed. And I stopped by early this morning to warn you, if you stay on the battlefield long enough, your condition will change too. If I can get a witness, somebody said, preach. Thus saith the Lord, behold, stop, look, and listen. All preachers and teachers and students, if you will, please allow me to testify on behalf of the Apostle Paul's last letter to Timothy. No doubt sitting in a jail 3x4, 4x5, Paul just finished writing to Timothy and encouraging himself. At one point, Paul wrote these words. He said, I know in whom I believe, regardless of the great falling away, and I know without a doubt that God is able to keep me. Or it's in the book. And no doubt Paul had to remind himself who he was in God. For you see, when you experience loneliness, when you experience abandonment, when you've been hurt by your friends, especially those in the church, right there, because we're only human, it will make you testify just a little unwisely and unknowledgeable. Somebody say preach. I stopped by early this morning to testify without wisdom, without knowledge, and without the Holy Spirit abiding in 2 Timothy 2:14 and 15 verses. Because listen here, church, the letter could have read like this. I need somebody to hear me early this morning. Without the wisdom, without the knowledge, without the Spirit of the living God in this letter, the letter could have read like this. Paul could have said, listen here, dear Timothy, I've been on the battlefield a long time. And so, son, let me help you right now. Whatever you do, watch them church folks. Whatever you do, watch them two-faced preachers. Whatever you do, watch them bossy deacons. Whatever you do, Watch them sticky finger trustees. Whatever you do, watch them pallbearers. I mean pallbearers. Ah, whatever you do, don't tell all your business. What goes on in your house stays in your house. Whatever you do, don't beg nobody to preach. For the Bible says the gift will make room for itself. Whatever you do, son, don't you be so cocky, because you're only as good as your last sermon. I said the letter could have read like that. Y'all don't hear me. Ah, but because God is God, everlasting to everlasting, eternal, all wise, never leave or forsake you, God, of the kind of God that leads you into all truth and able to keep us from falling, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, here, there, and everywhere, God. He stepped into the form of the Holy Spirit and said, now, Paul, calm down. But you can't leave no letter like that to the young preacher. Mm-hmm. Don't you start no rebuttal like Job. Paul, who are you? Mm-hmm. And Paul answered in the first chapter, 11 verse, I am a preacher. I am an apostle. I am a teacher of the Gentiles. I believe the Holy Spirit reminded Paul. You got to be wise enough to know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I believe the Holy Spirit reminded Paul, you got to be knowledgeable enough to know too much is given, much is required. I believe the Holy Spirit reminded Paul, if God said it, that settles it. I believe the Holy Spirit reminded Paul, you got to let God lead you, because you see, Paul, in this letter is a little closer than any other letter that you've ever written, because it came from your heart, because of your love for Timothy. So I need you to tell him the truth. I need you to tell him how to make this journey. Tell him if he want to see Jesus. He's going to need the WKG. I'm about to close. Tell him, study to show thyself approved unto God. Not man, but study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed. And Paul, if you will, please tell him to preach the truth. Tell him to teach the truth. Tell him to live the truth. And tell him to rightly divide the word of truth. For if you want to see Jesus, you're going to need the WKG, wisdom, knowledge, and guidance in the Word. Through studying line by line, through praying and rightly dividing it, Paul told Timothy, be first partakers of the fruit and consider what I said, and the Lord will give thee understanding in all things. If you want to see Jesus, you're going to need the WKG. Listen, maybe there's one here this morning that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. You're going to need the WKG also. You're going to need to be wise enough to know if you don't confess, you'll never see Jesus. You have to be knowledgeable enough to know that hell was not designed for you, but heaven was. You're going to have to be on your best behavior in the natural to know that in the spiritual, the natural man cannot understand the things of a spiritual man. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved, and he'll guide you every step of the way. Come on, repeat after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Wash me in your blood and cleanse me from all unrighteousness and save my soul. Now you're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to find a church that's not only preaching, but practicing the word of God. And stay there to hear the word of God that your soul may grow thereby. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. And may the God I serve bless you real good.